Flight Design innovates to stay ahead. A new master instructor program is recognized by the FAA. And times are hard, but airshow attendance is up. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, April 24th, 2009. In a news conference at Lakeland yesterday, Flight Design shook up an otherwise mostly sleepy aviation event with news of bold moves. No new planes were announced, but the company did tip its hand on how it plans to fight to keep its lead in the LSA marketplace. Flight Design USA President Tom Pagini announced that the company's building a network of flight design product centers, which will bring its reps tools ranging from lead tracking to custom simulators. He also announced the beginning of the Scout program, which will offer existing customers the chance to register online, then get a $1,000 finder's fee for referrals. The company also says it's developing a 180-horsepower gasoline-electric hybrid power plant based around the turbocharged Rotax 914 engine. Pagini said a future four-place extension of its CT series will get that system, and it'll also be made available to other OEMs. The batteries will use new lithium-ion phosphate chemistry to avoid the thermal runaway dangers of portable computer batteries. Find out more at flightdesign.com. Tom Pagini will be my guest on Tuesday's Aero News special feature. Master Instructor LLC, a new entity formed by two former directors of the National Association of Flight Instructors, told ANN yesterday that a long-anticipated letter from the FAA has arrived, officially recognizing the company's new Master Instructor credential as an accepted substitute for a Flight Instructor refresher course when renewing your instructor's certificate. Sandy and Joanne Hill created and administered a Master Instructor program while directors at NAFI, but they were forced from the board in a political dispute a few months ago. The controversy resulted in a breakaway group of NAFI members forming the new Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, or SAFE. It's expected that the new Master Instructor program will be available exclusively through SAFE. The official recognition of the new Master program by the FAA is for 2 years. NAFI's older program, now being administered by a committee, was recently given a 120-day provisional recognition by the FAA to allow time for NAFI to bring it up to date. Recently elected SAFE Chairman Doug Stewart notes that only about 40% of current master instructors use their credential in place of a FERC at renewal, choosing instead to participate in traditional refresher training. The International Council of Air Shows reports that attendance at shows across North America is doing what it has done in previous economic recessions, bucking the trend. ICAS President John Cudahy says anecdotal reports of a 12 to 15% increase in airshow attendance is now backed up by the numbers. Quote, "We've subsequently heard from 7 additional shows from all across the country and all have reported record attendance," unquote. ICAS notes that, like movies, airshows are seen by cost-conscious families as having better bang for buck than either sporting events or amusement parks, and are a more unique form of entertainment than either one. The group projects that between now and mid-November this year, more than 10 million spectators will attend more than 400 air shows across the U.S. Up next on ANN, the FAA ends its suppression of bird strike data. EAA's Young Eagles gets a potent new tool. And AirVenture plans for mass arrivals. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for April 24th. I'm Paul Plack. After working for 2 months to suppress release of its bird strike data, fearing harm to the airline industry and certain airports, the FAA has bowed to public pressure. The agency says the database will be released today, redacted in places to remove personal information such as phone numbers. Over the next 4 months, the FAA says it will make significant improvements to the database's search function and make it more user-friendly. In its current format, Users will only be able to perform limited searches online, but will be able to download the entire database. The FAA also plans to work with the aviation community to find ways to improve and strengthen bird strike reporting. The Experimental Aircraft Association's Young Eagles program has provided free introductory flights to 1.4 million youth since it started in 1992. But once those young people got their first exposure to general aviation, follow-up has been haphazard. Well, no more. EAA has announced that through a partnership with Sporty's Pilot Shop, all young Eagles will receive a logbook and a login to allow them to take Sporty's complete online private pilot course, both free of charge. EAA President Tom Poberesny commented, quote, "Our local chapters who fly 80,000 to 100,000 kids every year have been asking for a way to follow up with those kids who were inspired to further explore aviation. Sporty's has now opened the door of opportunity to those young people and, in so doing, has demonstrated a commitment to cultivating the next generation of aviation enthusiasts and achievers," unquote. Sporty's founder and president Hal Shevers observed, quote, "How many parents understand the lifetime opportunities that open up for their children through a passion for flight? Our course guarantees that a motivated student will pass the written, oral, and flight tests," unquote. You can find out more at eaa.org. EAA is involved right now in one of the annual challenges presented by AirVenture Oshkosh, and that's coordinating the mass arrivals of type clubs in time for opening day. The aircraft groups scheduled to arrive en masse this year include Cessna 150s and 152s in honor of the Cessna 150's 50th anniversary, Beach Bonanzas and groups of Cessnas, Moonies, Comanches, and custom-built Vans RVs. In addition, groups of Warbirds, including the T-6, T-28, T-34, and Nanshang Red Stars, will arrive as groups during the afternoon air show on Monday, July 27th. You can get more details on the week-long event at airventure.org. If you and a bunch of your friends fly the same aircraft type and want to darken the skies over Oshkosh with your own mass arrival, get with Joe Schumacher, AirVenture's Director of Aircraft Operations. Still ahead, Cessna's Skyhawk can now be ordered with 2+1 seating. A new powered ultralight weighs just 161 pounds. And what if they threw a recession and pilots didn't show up? You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design, maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, April 24th. I'm Paul Plack. Cessna says it's now offering the option to order a new Skyhawk with a crew resource management training seat. The CRM seat is a single forward-facing seat positioned aft and center of the pilot and co-pilot. John Doman, Cessna's VP of Worldwide Propeller Aircraft Sales, says the new option is aimed at flight schools and university training departments. Quote, "Moving the second seat forward and to the center of the aircraft increases visibility of the flight deck and allows the student to be more involved in the flight as a crew member versus a passenger," unquote. The option also brings a 27-pound payload increase, expanded utility category envelope, and it may lower insurance costs. Cessna says the Skyhawk has become the best-selling airplane in the world, with more than 43,000 delivered. Yesterday, we told you about the debut at Lakeland of a forthcoming LSA with a 13-foot-long interior big enough for two sleeping campers. Well, today, the other extreme. Interplane's tiny ZJ Viera is built from carbon fiber, aluminum, and good old Seconite, and has an empty weight of as little as 161 pounds. You heard right. And that's 161 pounds, including the 27-horsepower single-cylinder engine, 3-to-1 belt reduction drive, and even electric start. Despite the diminutive power plant, the company says the craft's extremely lightweight allows climb at 700 feet per minute with a 170-pound pilot. The ZJ Viera is available in a choice of three landing gear configurations from LSA America in North Carolina. The plane is built in the Czech Republic. MSRP is $17,500. Find out more details at www.lsaamerica.com. And finally today, a personal observation. Those of us from the ANN crew who came to Lakeland to bring you all the new wrinkles are on our way home today. We're all very dusty and a little sunburned and all ready to see our own beds. And we're all asking, where was all the new stuff? The show this year was mostly about incremental updates with very few breakthroughs. We did see what one company says will be the biggest LSA, and we also saw what is undoubtedly the lightest commercially available powered ultralight, and some really nice variations on the Cub and the Kit Fox. But there were not many chances to look on the web last week and conclude, I gotta go see that. Cessna had its recent ad campaign depicted on big posters at its display. Those ads are all about getting the business aviation world to pick up its battered self-esteem and lead us out of this recession. But recreational pilots and builders have to do the same thing. No company wants to waste resources introducing new products into a market where nobody's buying. Manufacturers will be watching for signs we're ready to stop playing recession. So make the decision to get out and fly more this year. Your hourly costs will drop, you'll be a more proficient pilot, and face it, you'll be a lot less grumpy at dinner. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Cub Crafters President Jim Richmond tells us about his company and its newest twist on an aviation classic. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, Odeo, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.